it may have seemed this famous Western showman had married the wrong woman. After all, his bride was a city girl who didn't grow up around horses and cowboy life. It turned out she might have been the better cowboy of the pair. The story of the amazing couple is today's edition of The American Countryside.
5 conferences, 1 location, something for your entire team. Get ready. The 2020 Top Producer Summit is set for January 27th through the 30th in Chicago. This year's summit is a combination of the 5 highly regarded top producer conferences: Top Producer Seminar, Executive Women in Agriculture, Tomorrow's Top Producer, Farm Journal Legacy Project, and, for the first time, the Farm Journal Hemp Summit. Register today for Top Producer Summit at tpsummit.com.
Got equipment to sell privately but tired of scams and hassles? Then list it for sale on machinerypete.com, the simple and secure way to buy and sell equipment online. Reach millions of buyers nationwide. Connect with legitimate buyers. Get pricing guidance. Don't wait. Sell it yourself on machinerypete.com. Visit machinerypete.com and click on Sell Mine.
In 1885, Gordon Lilly, better known as Pawnee Bill, was touring with the Buffalo Bill Wild West Show in Philadelphia. A chance meeting would change the course and success of his career.
Her name was Mary Elizabeth Manning, and the story always goes that when she was 15, they were walking past the tents with her sister, actually, at that time period, and they happened to look inside and saw this man dressed all in buckskin. And she started laughing at him because she's this high society lady who had really never seen anybody like that.
Anna Davis is an historical interpreter at the Pawnee Bill Ranch and Museum.
It was love at first sight, and they had a correspondence for about a year and a half while he was still on the road. And in 1886, they were married when she was 17 and he was 26.
2 years after their marriage, Pawnee Bill broke away from Buffalo Bill and began his own Wild West show. The high society girl suddenly became an integral part of that show's success.
He would teach her how to sharpshoot and ride a horse. By 1888, she was the sharpshooter for his Wild West show, known as the Champion Girl Shot of the West, and she would do that for 20 years before she retired.
From 1888 to 1913, Pawnee Bill and his wife wowed audiences with their skills and showmanship. For the final 5 years of that time period, they purchased Buffalo Bill's operation and toured as the Two Bills Show.
Pawnee Bill's show kind of went out of style because he was competing with motion pictures. The public was losing interest in the Wild West. But really, Pawnee Bill and Buffalo Bill were two people in the right place at the right time. They were able to span a time when America would pay to go and see a Wild West show.
Today, the Pawnee Bill Ranch and Museum preserved the legacy of the well-known Western performer. Traveling the countryside in Pawnee, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.